This is a Space Wizards Tavern production.
Welcome to the University of Coruscant. As part of your enrollment here, you have access to the attached Holonet recording. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on galactic history. You've selected a lecture by Dr. Sunny Ravencourt on lesser known Jedi. You've selected a lecture on Mara Jade. If you have any questions about this lecture or wish to contact us, please visit universityofcoruscant.com.
Stupid Montgomery. Where in this hut-forsaken temple is Todd? I don't have time for this. I have an assignment due for meditation that I can't be spending all day long wandering around the West 1004th Street Jedi Temple looking for him to help me. This prophecy thing is really getting down to crunch time. Yesterday in my holopad, my posted grades were garbage, and now today they look fine. None of this makes any sense. They keep changing. And now I'm monologuing to myself now. This place is a maze. I don't even think I've ever seen this door before. Whoa! They have a casino in here? Why do they not put this on the brochure? Todd?
Hello, sir.
Is this man bothering you, BGT?
Oh, Sith. Not you again. I thought you worked at a casino on Cantonica. What, do you just travel the galaxy working casino security jobs? And why did you just call him BGT?
That would be Big Game Todd. And no, I don't work for casinos anymore.
You've got to be kidding me with that name. Also, it would appear you're incorrect, as you are currently working for a casino.
It would appear that you are incorrect. I work for BGT.
That's true. Frank and I became good friends after our last encounter. He's particularly good at making problems disappear. Also, he's got a cool earpiece.
What? Todd, you hired this no-neck Zabrak? You can't possibly want to spend all day long hanging out with an idiot.
Permission to give Dr. Ravencourt a mouth hole with less teeth?
Permission denied. Sir, I'm in the middle of a game here. It's not polite to the other players.
Yeah, about that. Are you sure that you should be playing Sabacc against Jedi? I mean, that seems like a bad idea.
You're a bad idea.
Shut up, Frank.
It's okay, Frank. I find that I do pretty well against Jedi. Most of them are shockingly honest. For example, excuse me, friend. I noticed that you bet a large sum this round. How do you find your hand?
I find my hand to be acceptable, but not excellent. I largely made that bet in an effort to show strength where I had none.
I appreciate your honesty. I will raise your bet.
Alas, my hand does not have the strength to continue. You have won again, Big Game Todd. You truly do live up to your name.
You have got to be kidding me. I want to play.
I wish that were possible. This is a high rollers table, and unfortunately, sir, you do not roll like that.
What?
He means you're a scrub.
Yes, Frank. I know what he means. Todd, can you spot me?
Not until you pay me back for the loan I gave you last year. Remember when you ordered 1,000 wooden ducks?
I still think those ducks are going to pay off. Fine. You can have the ducks if we just call that debt even. And I won't try to play in your stupid Jedi Sabacc game.
The Jedi at this table are not stupid. We are honorable and trustworthy.
Fine. You're honorable and trustworthy. And stupid. I didn't want to hang out here with no-neck Frank anyways. I have to teach a lecture. And nobody likes playing cards and winning all the time. Shut up, Frank. Anyways, let's do this lecture. What if you were raised with a singular purpose? Raised and trained to accomplish missions at the direction of another. You were the tool of another, but not just a tool. You were a razor-sharp dagger, You were a precision instrument, and one of the finest in the galaxy at that. But then one day, you became untethered. You were a tool with no handler. No less deadly, but now without course, without purpose, without destiny. Do you continue the path that was set out for you? And if you do, why? You've been told where to go and what to do and when to do it your entire life. Are you even capable of making your own decisions? Yeah, you are. And once you start deciding what you want to do, the galaxy better look out. This is the story of Mara Jade. Mara Jade. Mara Criffin Jade. Okay, I don't know that her middle name is Criffin, but I don't know it's not Criffin. She's just that kind of badass that it might be. I know you've all looked forward to this story, and I'm going to try to do it justice, but frankly, it's near impossible. Mara Jade, the striking human female with flowing red hair and a magenta blade, is one of the most legendary figures in galactic history, and yet somehow still makes this list of lesser-known Jedi. And perhaps that's because she doesn't get to the Jedi part until late in her life, but I still like to think of her as such. But before we can get to Jedi, we have to start at Sith. The Sith that we're going to start with is none other than Darth Sidious himself, Emperor Palpatine. Palpatine, like many other Sith, liked to play a little bit fast and loose with the whole rule of two. Instead of picking up more than one apprentice, Palpatine used agents, kind of like Inquisitors of later years. They weren't destined to the throne, though. That was still Vader's job. But the Emperor's Hand, as she was called, made Mara Jade a terrifying figure. Not that you'd ever know it. Mara Jade was to the public little more than an Imperial dancer. But she was trained by Palpatine in the ways of the Force to be an assassin and a general agent of his will. He could even send her missions telepathically. She sometimes did work for Vader himself and secretly hoped that Vader would betray the Emperor so that she could kill him and become the true apprentice to Sidious. One of the really amazing things about this is that Mara Jade, for most of her life, believed that she was the only Emperor's Hand. She was not. But she might have been the best, until it all fell apart. In Palpatine's last moments, finally betrayed by his apprentice, Lord Vader, and chucked unceremoniously down an unnecessarily deep shaft, Palpatine reached out telepathically with a single message which haunted Mara Jade for years afterwards. You will kill Luke Skywalker. So powerful was this message that it rendered Mara Jade unconscious for days afterwards. She was eventually picked up by agents of Yzane Izzard, one of the new big players for the Empire, who tried to make Mara Jade her servant, but that just wasn't going to happen. Mara Jade went rogue, and the leash is off. The deadly samurai has now become Ronin. Mara Jade has no master anymore. And then she opens a small junk shop on Tatooine and lived happily ever after. I'm just kidding. She does like a billion things in her lifetime. She's seriously one of the most busy characters I've ever researched, and that includes Corran Horn. She never stops. I didn't even describe all the crazy missions she went on as the Emperor's Hand, because that's not even close to the best part of her life. Once she's out on her own, she somehow becomes an even bigger influence on the galaxy. But for a while, it didn't look like that was going to happen. After Palpatine died and put the "you will kill Luke Skywalker" command in her head, it really messed her up. She had difficulty accessing the Force and bounced around on the run for a while. It wasn't until she started working for the famous smuggler baron Talon Card that she was able to dial it in again. She impressed him and ended up working at the bottom of his organization. But after rescuing him, she started to reacquire her skills, which pretty much sent her rocketing to the top. I mean, trained force-using assassin spy in a smuggling operation? Yeah, she's gonna be just fine. And here comes a story worth telling in detail. Grand Admiral Thrawn, whom I'm sure you all recognize, is rising to true power at this time, in the vacuum of the Emperor's death. He had placed a significant bounty on Luke Skywalker, and wouldn't you know it, guess who's stranded in an X-Wing near a routine stop of the Wild Card, Talon Card's freighter. Skywalker is captured by Card and Jade and taken to Murker. Side note, Murker is a bad place for a Jedi. The local fauna have developed some gnarly abilities surrounding the Force. You know how evolution is kind of an arms race between predators and prey? Well, imagine if you introduced the Force into that. You've got the Vornskers, who use the Force to hunt and detect prey, and then you have the Salamiri, who are able to create dead spaces in the Force, protecting themselves from the Vornskers. Pirates and bounty hunters figured this out a long time ago and found that it was a great place to hide from Jedi, because what Force user wants to go to a place like that? Anyways, Luke wisely decides that this is a bad venue and escapes from Card and Jade. Jade pursues and they crash in the forest. Now, some historians have different opinions on this, but I believe that this is where it all begins for Mara Jade. She is forced to work with Skywalker to survive, which they obviously do. Everything after this point is like two stars orbiting each other, destined to eventually collide and become one. Sometimes they're far away, sometimes they're spinning fast next to each other, but gravity always wins in the end. Jade and Skywalker team up in epic battles, including one that you simply must read about. One of my favorite historians of all time, Troy Denning, wrote a 3-textbook series that includes Mara Jade and Luke Skywalker's battle against the insane Jedi Master Joris Kabaoth, as well as quite a bit about Grand Admiral Thrawn, required reading for aspiring galactic historians. And to put a bow on her chapter with the Emperor, during that fight with Kabaoth, she kills a clone of Luke Skywalker, created from his famous severed hand, which ends her obligation to the dead Emperor. Mara Jade is now truly free. So now Mara Jade has renounced the dark side and is training under Kyle Katarn as a Jedi. She's out there doing good old Jedi goodness, and her star is still spinning around Skywalker's. Eventually, in a near-death situation, Skywalker finally pops the question, which is always the most effective time, in my opinion. I mean, you're both gonna die. Who says no there? You've got other plans. You're gonna die. It's foolproof. I will tell you what doesn't work in the calf line at the Galaxy Bean. Just don't ask. So they get married. Mara Jade takes her skill set as an assassin spy and seamlessly adapts her new Jedi attitude into one of the most beloved figures in history. Her trademark snark is a perfect foil to the farm boy Jedi Master. They live a life together and have a child named Ben. Jade dies many years later in a fight with Darth Cadus, and Skywalker is never really the same, because once somebody like Mara Jade leaves the universe, it's as though the color magenta is removed from the galactic tapestry. Now hang on, you say. Hang on, Professor Ravencourt. Didn't Luke Skywalker start a Jedi Academy and train Kylo Ren and then hang out on a rocky island filled with turtle nuns? Well, yes. And no. You see, this is going to be my last lecture for the semester, and I like to think that I've taught you some important things. During this journey, we learned about the galaxy and maybe a little bit about ourselves and blah, 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 whatever. Your tuition checks got cashed and you're getting a degree. I'd say that we all came out ahead here. but I do want you to take this into consideration before we part ways. History is malleable. The expression "history is written by the victors" is as close to truth as you're going to get in this business. Time smudges facts, which are hard enough to pin down even while they're happening. This is how you get a character like Mara Jade. For Mara Jade to exist, you have to have a wild divergence in the life of Luke Skywalker. Some historians believe the hermit Luke theory, and others believe the Jedi Grandmaster and Father story. And who's to say that one of those is even the truth? Maybe it's a combination, and maybe Mara Jade exists in both. But there's one thing that I know to be true. Legends are what remains after our deaths, and the legends eventually become the only thing that matters. Time will turn us to ash. We'll bury our secrets, and we'll march on tirelessly. But every now and then, a legend will burn so bright that no amount of time can hide it. No amount of doubt can obscure it. And nobody will ever forget the red-haired assassin who defied an emperor and dazzled a Jedi Grandmaster. And that legend is Mara Jade.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You're being too loud and disrupting the other players.
What? I am not. I'm giving a holo lecture. I don't know. Ask this guy. Am I bothering you?
I find you to be an irritation, and your odor has just a hint of Nalhutta to it.
You son of a... And you! You can't kick me out! You work for Todd, not the casino!
You're right. I don't work for the casino, but I don't really have to, do I? I think that's a tremendous moral quandary you found yourself in. Whatever are you going to do, Dr. Ravencourt?
By the Force, we've got to get this man to a meditation chamber. Stat.
Let me go. Get your hands off me. Fine. I'm going. I really hate that guy. Stupid Todd not letting me play. I'm going to show him.
Ducks Unlimited. Professor Marzik.
Hey, Marzik. How's my favorite UFC woodshop teacher?
Ravencourt. What do you want?
How about whipping me up another 1,000 of those wooden ducks?
Yeah, I'll get right on that. I'll just withdraw the money from the same account you used the last time. Also, you sure you got enough space for these things in your office? I had to pour quite a few of them into your steam tub.
Ah, sounds great. Just make sure the name on the account is Todd. It's my nickname.
First, no it's not. We all know who Todd is. Second, I don't care. Bye.
Maybe somehow I can use these wooden ducks to help me with the prophecy. No, that doesn't make any sense. I'll just sell these for millions. Ravencourt, you've done it again. But I've given up figuring out this grading system. Everything is bouncing around all over the place. It looks like I'm actually gonna graduate. And you know what? I think I've really earned it.
How could you possibly think that, sir?
Son of a bantha! How does everyone keep sneaking up on me while I'm monologuing? You didn't hear any of that, did you? What were you asking? How I could think that I earned that degree? I don't know. Gut feeling? I think that's a Jedi thing, you know? Be at one with your gut. I don't think that's the way that they say it, but the message is there. I've really learned to trust, you know, open up, be more confident.
Was confidence really the problem, sir?
My confidence in you is a problem. By the way, since you seem to know the answer to everything, did you see this message on my holopad? Come to the sparring chambers for your reward. It's from Ferris.
That sounds ominous.
Really? It says reward, so start walking, fish boy. I assume they want to congratulate me on saving the temple. Maybe I'll get a double promotion and they'll fast track me to master.
Seems unlikely.
You seem unlikely. The chambers are right around this corner. I'm guessing that they picked the sparring chambers to accommodate all the people that want to shake my famous hands. I'll take that eye roll as approval. By the way, when a Mon Calamari rolls his eyes, you can really see those suckers go. It's like two hut balls bouncing around in there. And here we are, the unnecessarily large doors of the sparring chambers. Why can't anything be normal-sized in a Jedi temple? Ferris? Is that you? Where's everyone else? Oh wait, am I supposed to act surprised when they all pop out?
No, you idiot. You're not supposed to act surprised, because you can't act and never could. That's why I brought you here.
Excuse me?
I brought you here to this academy. I'm the one who took Zane Organo's resume and filled out an application for you. You didn't even apply! Didn't that seem strange to you? You've done nothing but fail in all your classes, yet still seem to be getting passing grades whenever I check, and you're still here! Your grades are always good until I change them, and somehow they get changed back! How are you, of all people, fulfilling the prophecy?
No. Go back. Did you say that I can't act?
That's exactly what I'm saying! I brought you here because the prophecy said that a famous actor would either save or destroy the temple depending on whether he graduated.
Yeah, that's me. A famous actor here to save the temple.
You're half right, but I've watched every hollow you've ever made.
Thank you. I always appreciate meeting a fan.
Stop thanking me, you idiot! You're terrible! You're a bumbling moron who screws up everything. Your hollows are the worst things I've ever seen. You were supposed to come in here and fail, fulfilling the prophecy to destroy the temple. You want to know where I got my money? I inherited this land. I inherited Topside Coruscant on property with a stupid Jedi temple on it, and to keep myself in fancy robes and speeders, I've been selling tiny pieces of it off to different companies over the years. But if I can get rid of this garbage compactor of a temple on it, I'll have more credits than a Null Hutter crime lord!
Hang on. So, did you, or did you not, love my performance in Tauntaunado?
You know what? I'm just going to cut to the chase. I'm going to kill you before you graduate. I don't know why I even bothered explaining this. You know what? To celebrate, I'm going to put a big statue of you right in this spot, and I'll pay for it by selling the last share I'll ever need to sell for less than a trillion credits. That's how much I hate you.
I'm glad you did, because it makes what I'm about to do just a little more satisfying.
Not now, Todd. I'm talking to a fan.
That ought to do it. I have to admit, that was a lot more complicated than I thought it would be all those years ago. But you're not the only one good with technology, Ferris.
What? That can't be right. A message from the majority shareholder? I'm the majority shareholder.
Quiet now, Ferris. The grown-ups are talking. You see, one of my ancestors a long time ago made a very annoying prophecy about a temple. When the Jedi identified me at a young age, they also knew about the prophecy. They thought they had it figured out and embedded me with Dr. Ravencourt here. The Jedi didn't know what holodrama star would trigger the prophecy, so there's actually quite a few of us who were searching. They call us the Holodrama Corps.
I'm 90% sure it's corpse.
Shh, it's core, but mostly just shush. That's the funny thing about prophecies. They never really happen in the way you expect. Now, I didn't expect the good doctor to be the source, but I sure knew the prophecy would happen at a failing temple. So along with helping Dr. Ravencourt's grades, I've been buying the property at all the failing temples through a variety of shell companies. And you, Ferris, just got a message from the majority shareholder in your company. Me. You're not very careful, and you finally sold me enough shares to hit 51%.
What? That's impossible! You own my company? But who even cares? Once I kill this idiot, the prophecy gets fulfilled and the temple is closed. The land will instantly be on the market, and I'll still sell my shares for trillions. And just to repeat, after I kill this idiot.
I think he's talking about you, Todd.
He's definitely talking about you, sir. No worries, though. Unfortunately, the majority shareholder just made a very generous contribution to the Jedi Order. Exactly one parcel of currently worthless land with a struggling Jedi temple on top. Oh well. I guess I'll have to make my third trillion next year. I probably should book a sabacc table at the Golden Gundark Casino to get to work.
No, you can't! Time to die, Ravencourt!
Sir, look out! Wow, sir, did you just shoot lightning out of your hands?
Yeah, it sure seems like I just killed Ferris with lightning.
I'm not dead yet.
Sir, that's probably not a good sign. You know, the lightning from your hands? Not exactly a Jedi thing.
Before I die, I want you to know.
Oh, wait. I love these parts of the holodramas. Let me get into my role.
Would you renounce your evil ways prior to expiring?
You... suck at acting.
Wow. Huh. That seems like a really weird thing to say to you, Todd.
He was definitely talking to you, sir.
He couldn't have been. I'm pretty sure he was a fan.
He looked right at you, said it, and then died.
Agree to disagree. I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
We're not going to talk about me being an undercover Jedi for literally the entire time we've known each other.
I'm sure we'll get around to it. Why am I so hungry? Does it smell good in here?
I think that's Ferris, sir.
Yeah, I see. Maybe I'll just get a salad. Thank you. Let me tell you, it is good to be back at the Grand Lecture Hall at the University of Coruscant. I've had a magical journey recently at the Jedi Temple. I learned a little about the universe, a bit about the Force, and I dare say a lot about myself. And who would have guessed it? I met some fans of my work. No big surprises there. But still nice to know that I'm appreciated. But this isn't just about me. I've come back to see you, my loyal students. Now, I don't have a fancy lecture for you today, but I am interested in what you are curious about. So if you're ready, I'll take a couple questions from the crowd. You there. What's your name?
Hi, Dr. Ravencourt. My name is Kaz Quickshot. I've watched all your lectures, even though my parents say I shouldn't, because you're a bad influence and your best work was decades ago. What topic surprised you the most as you were researching it?
Yeah. Kid, how do you feel about moving out on your own? I'm thinking your parents are probably stunting your emotional and creative growth. Or maybe they just have no taste. Anyways, what topic surprised me the most? I would have to say Darth Treya and existentialism. It really caught me off guard. I always say that I'm not a galactic historian. I'm just a fan of galactic history. But you gotta wake up pretty early to surprise me like this one did. Here you have a Sith Lord whose core belief system is that of free will. Existentialism, to put it laughably simply, is that free will and the decisions that you make on a regular basis is the ultimate expression of the universe. But then there's the Force, which a Sith Lord relies heavily on. She was a living paradox. How can you have free will and also the Force, which everyone says is tied closely to destiny? Destiny and existentialism do not play nice. And that was the struggle of Darth Treya. She despised the thing that she knew that she had come to rely on. Truly, one of my favorite lectures. That is a great question, Kaz. Now, immediately separate yourself from your parents because they don't seem to know what's best for you. I will make sure that they get a signed copy of my best holos to try to console them for the loss of their talented son. Let's see, who else we got out there?
Hello, Doctor.
Blur Lightfire! My favorite student! Dude, you are huge! What happened?
You take a lot of sabbaticals in between semesters. I kinda grew up.
Well, you should consider stopping. Adulthood is largely mortgages and disappointment. Unless you're me, in which case it's fame and above average looks. And steam tubs. What were we talking about again?
Do you want me to ask a question?
Right. Okay, hit me with a question.
You've been all over the galaxy and experienced a lot of things. Do you have any advice for us students?
Blur, you have the best questions. You should look into the Jedi Academy.
I am a Jedi. I was a Padawan when we met, like 4 years ago.
Probably should have seen that coming. Anyways, advice for you. Well, I guess that's a good point. It's been about 4 years. And even if you believe that one day we'll all be one with the Force, it's pretty likely that we only get one good run at this thing that we call life. You could whittle it away worrying about things that might happen, good or bad, or you could take advantage of the things that are in front of you. Wake up and go outside. Enjoy this pre-programmed Coruscant weather tomorrow. Feel like learning Dejarik? No time like the present. Could an asteroid obliterate us all in the future? I mean, sure, but what good does spending today worrying about potential tomorrows do for us? Nothing. Hug your family. Tell them that you love them, because today is the only day that you control. Sure, some days are gonna suck, but at least they weren't good days that were wasted. I mean, screw the Force, don't let it dictate your future, and if it's going to, then it's gonna happen anyways, so you might as well make today your day. Does that answer your question?
It does, and it gives me the confidence to tell you this, Dr. Ravencourt.
Yeah, go ahead, I mean, today's your day.
I'm your son.
I'm sorry, what now?
This concludes your selected lecture from the University of Coruscant. For all questions or to contact us, please visit universityofcoruscant.com.
This is a Space Wizards Tavern production.